Grab everyone, get ready. We'll begin our study session for Monday, April 6, 2009. The first item on the agenda is to review tonight's City Council meeting agenda.
Page one?
Page two? Page three? Page four? And page five? Okay, going once. Not even going to go twice or three times. Second item on the agenda is hear presentation, discuss, and provide direction on the Shop Mesa Get the Arts program. Mr. Zietzman.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. Good afternoon. The Shop Mesa Get the Arts initiative, very simply, is an opportunity that we saw to deal with some of the unsold seats that we have currently and link that with the Shop Mesa initiative. And we think it's one of those win-win type of situations. Very simply put, it's an effort to create a program where the shopping public will see a value in, for over and beyond just simply supporting the City of Mesa. We'll offer them a value. And very simply, in its most simple concept, people who purchase taxable products in the City of Mesa will receive Mesa bucks to the value of the sales tax, rounded up to the nearest five from the Arts and Culture Department. The third slide is a basic concept, which doesn't come up on my screen, but you have it on yours. Third slide is this a simple version of the logo and the graphics that we have attached to the program. It's supposed to be interesting and fun, and I think it does reveal that. The fourth slide that you have has the front and back of what the Mesa bucks would look like. So we would have Mesa bucks in denominations of 5, 10, and 20. And the front would just look the way your graphic looks, and the back would describe some of the rules of the purchase and how it works. And I'll explain some of that now. Implementation, very simply put, as you can see in the bullets, a customer who's bought something in Mesa would bring their receipt, their sales receipt, to the box office. The box office would then verify, firstly, that it was bought in Mesa, and that the date is later than the April the 1st, so the program would have started on April the 1st. The box office would then issue Mesa bucks to the value of the full 8% sales tax, rounded up to the nearest five. They will obviously also make copies of the actual receipt, say the Walmart receipt or whatever it is, and stamp it so that it can't be reused. The customer then gets Mesa bucks in denominations of 5, 10, and 20. And to a maximum of $200. In other words, if you buy a car, even if your sales tax might be above $200, you will only get 200 Mesa bucks.
Does that work if you buy a car from a West Valley car dealership too?
I'm not going there.
Oh, okay.
I am
not
going.
I'm confused at that sometimes.
I am so not going there.
Oh, okay.
So not going there.
I will say one thing though. On your implementation, you talk about the 8.05 sales tax. That is the combined city,
yes,
and state.
Understood.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone else understands.
Understood. That,
the Mesa
portion
of that is only
1.75.
Okay.
We
All
talked
right.
about that. We wanted to keep it as simple as possible at box office. And since we don't really have a dollar loss in this program, we pass the benefit on to the customer.
Yeah. And once again, we're trying to fill unfilled seats.
Absolutely.
We're trying to create
really
new business. And the idea is to get people in the seats.
It's a creative way to get people into unsold seats, but not just simply giving it away. And so I said the maximum would be 200, but it also only kicks in if your sales tax is at least $3 value. So if you have sales tax of $1, there's nothing we can do about that. So Mesa bucks would also be stamped. So the one that you saw on your slide has a little circle towards the right of it, and the box office would then stamp that to validate it as a non-photocopied Mesa buck. That would make it clearly an original Mesa buck. They can then take those Mesa bucks to either the Mesa Arts Center or the Museum for Youth or the Museum of Natural History, and it works on a buy one, get one with Mesa bucks basis. So again, the idea is to get customers to at least purchase the first purchase, but they would get a second one for the same or lower value for Mesa Bucks. So it works almost like a 50% discount voucher. And staff would then take the Mesa Bucks stamp redeemed across it, so the Mesa Buck cannot be recirculated into the system. And we are working with the city auditor, the city accountant, the city attorneys to make sure that all the various steps are kosher, and so far we think they are. The initial pilot period would be, we think, starting on July the 1st. It's a little later than we wanted, but it's going to take a little bit of time to get everything absolutely lined up. So we would start issuing Mesa Bucks in the next financial year for a 12-month period for the first trial period. And as I said, retroactive to sales receipts from the 1st of April. And we will continue to accept Mesa Bucks until December of 2010. In other words, after we stop issuing it in June 2010, we will still accept it for 6 months because folks might still be walking around with Mesa Bucks. And we don't want them to spend their Mesa Bucks anywhere else. We may evaluate this program, obviously, and expand it. We think the future expansion possibilities are quite exciting. We're working with some malls to have a direct point of issue of the Mesa Bucks for customers who buy something in a mall would just go to a booth and get the Mesa Bucks immediately without having to come to the box office. There obviously are some control issues, and we'll work through that. And if we're satisfied that the controls are in place, we'll do it. Otherwise, we will not. Similarly, we may find that merchants might want to start accepting Mesa Bucks as a discount on a meal or a product that they want to, and say, we'll take some of your Mesa Bucks. And that'll be fine, too. It just expands the use of the program. Any questions?
Councilmember Higgins.
Oh, I just, thank you, would like the idea of them coming to the box office because that actually brings them downtown yet
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's, I love it. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Councilmember Finter, go ahead. No, I was just going to go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank you for your leadership. MacFest, this program, so many areas. Just really appreciate what you're doing to take a leading role in the downtown area and get things done. It means a lot to me, and I know to others, so thank you.
I appreciate that. I just do want to say this program was dreamed up on a Sunday by Randy Vogel and his wife, not by me. So we have a great team, but thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Good. Let me ask you, I mean, this fits right in line with, I think, one of our stated goals was to increase the number of people who experience in our Mesa Arts Center. I'm asking a question. I think you know it off the top of your head. How many thousands of people went through the Arts Center in the last 12 months for the variety of activities we have?
The Arts Center alone, about 190,000.
So nearly 200,000 people.
Yeah, and 250 in total, for a little bit more with the two museums included, because this program includes the museums.
Right. But the Arts Center, for example, about 200,000 people. I know, yeah. One of the things that I've heard is people say nobody goes to the Arts Center, so why do we put anything? I mean, that's a lot of people. Now, that's not enough people.
Is.
And we want to get more people to truly experience what is a community arts center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's first and foremost in our objectives, is
right.
to increase the number of people who experience that, who, for whatever reason, go down and see what we have here as a real asset, both the arts center and also at our museum. So I appreciate any activities and the creativity, as yeah. Councilmember Higgins said, and also Councilmember Finter, to bring people in to experience it. Because I think once they experience their city assets and the things that they own, that they'll recognize what a great potential it has and how we can make it better. So thank you very much for that. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Okay, any other questions? Thank you.
Thank
All right,
you.
We'll go on to the next thing on our agenda. Item 3, hear presentation, discuss, provide direction on the COPS grant program. And this is a follow-up from a presentation we had last Thursday.
Fewer uniforms.
More bodies, fewer uniforms.
But they all have a gun.
Chiefs, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah, as you said, Mayor, this is a follow-up from the Thursday study session, and hopefully we'll be able to answer all the questions that you raised on Thursday. Just as a refresher, the application due date for this is the 14th. $1.5 billion available nationally for police officers. As I note, noted in the earlier presentation, some COPS grants in the past have allowed us to buy equipment. Some have allowed us to buy people and equipment. This one is exclusively for personnel. We contacted the grants program specialist for Arizona, who actually works out of the Department of Justice, to answer some of the questions that the council raised about flexibility and modifications. First thing is that the application does not commit or obligate MESA to hire or retain all the officers that we request. It is simply an affirmation that if we were to hire those people, we would be responsible for them in that year four. Based upon the information we got from the COPS grant administrator, it's highly unlikely that any agency, including MESA, will receive all of the personnel that they request. They are going to try to be as equitable in the provision of this money across the country as they can be. If we are awarded all the officers requested, we may hire some, all, or none of the awarded officers. And let me kind of expand upon that, because I think that was one of the questions that certainly the mayor had and Mr. Richens. And I'm going to try to walk through this. If we get an award, let me start with the application. The application, again, obligates us to nothing. The question becomes, when we get an actual award from the COPS office, what do we do with that? And there are a couple of alternatives. One is we can accept the award as it's written, indicating that we will endeavor to keep those officers on board throughout the 3 years of the grant and year four, which is funded by the city. Or we can return the grant award and just say we're not taking anything. We also have a third alternative, which is that we can ask for a modification if the time the award is made, we believe that our financial situation is the same or worse than it was, and that it may cause us a hardship, or for some other reason, we don't think that that's a reasonable number. If we sign on for, let's say that we get a percentage, we get 50%, let's say 50 officers. If at some point during the grant, we are unable to hire the 50 officers, because the pool has dried up of quality applicants, again, we simply ask for a modification through the grants office in D.C. If that's granted, and of course we can never predict absolutely whether that will happen, but if that's granted, we would return any unused portion of the funds, or basically would not access, because we don't have it till we have hired someone, back to the COPS grant. And the final, if you will, fail-safe is, if at the end of the 3 years the city found itself in such a financial situation that it absolutely could not pay for the additional personnel for that other year, there are a couple possibilities. One, we would ask for a waiver of the retention requirement from COPS. If that was granted, there is a penalty to us, which is basically a one-year prohibition on our application for any other COP grants. If we ask for the waiver and it's denied, we can still say we're not going to keep them, and I understand. I'm just giving you all the scenarios. The penalty for that is 3 years prohibition on application for the COPS grants. So there are, and again, confirmed with the COPS grant folks, there are a variety of escape mechanisms or fail safes along the way. But each of them requires that we communicate with the COPS grant personnel and let them know what it is we want to do. Right now, we've had a discussion with the city manager's office, and one of the scenarios was that, you know, could we go with less folks? And one of this, and we came up with several different scenarios. At this point, I believe the thought is that this is probably the maximum is 50 that the city could actually support. The emphasis obviously remains the same on community-based policing, with some special emphasis where we to get that number of personnel on the school resource officer program. Just so folks understand, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen to the school system and their ability to fund some of these positions. I think that's up in the air. So we're looking at that possibility. But more importantly, I think from our perspective is we're looking at enhancing the existing system, assuming that everything remains the same, so that we can provide more services to more schools. And that's it.
Okay. Mr. Brady.
Mayor, thank you. And I appreciate the chief and all those, Vicky and everyone who's been working on this, trying to respond to this proposal in a quick manner and a thorough manner. And I think they've presented an idea that we all agree that MESA certainly could use more police officers. And we start talking about 100 and what 100 officers. And I think we have some very creative programs that will really make a significant impact in our community when they're fully implemented, whether it's school resource officers, whether it's gang intervention, whether it's the MESA program, or even putting more police officers on patrol. Those are all very important programs that are important to our community. But when you look at this program, sometimes these federal programs get us all very excited and we start looking at, you know, the possibilities. I think the reality for us is we look at even going from 100 to 50, it still continues to be a challenge. And one of the things that we've looked at, and we've had more dialogue with other cities in the valley, we've looked, talked to some of our contacts back in D.C. about what's the reality of trying to spread out this program across the entire country. What do you think the realistic number that Mesa could get to? And frankly, what we're being told is, and this would be great, if Mesa can get any, if Mesa is receives a grant award of anywhere between 10 and 15, you'll be doing well. And so, and that would be great, and we would love to have 10 to 15. So I want to be careful how maybe when we make the application, what I would recommend, and this is even a modification from the police department when we met this morning at 7 a.m., what we talked about, but after listening to really that perspective that's coming from the national demand on this program and the realistic, probably more realistic of what we will receive, I would suggest we even cut that number in half in our proposal, just so that we can, as we look at the creating expectations, maybe even on our own community and our own organization, that if reality is that what we're being told, probably in the best case scenario, maybe it's 10 to 15, maybe shooting and making a strong application for 25 with all the programs we've talked about, and with obviously a special emphasis on our school resource officers. One, because that's a known program that's been very successful, and we certainly would like to add to what's already being funded, but with a concern that we understand the school's under a lot of pressure. Getting more officers in our junior highs, we think, is an important program. So what I would be presenting to the council today is your consideration that we make the application, but we make the application for 25, be a little more realistic, move forward with that, make a strong application with the programs that have been identified, and submit that, and then come back to council once we've received the award, I think that's the right word, and before we move forward with adding the positions, that we'd come back to council with that and have another follow-up discussion saying, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we get more than 10 to 15 or whatever, but whatever that number is, we come back to council. And I think it's important that we reevaluate where we stand fiscally as far as the city, you know, where, what position are we in, and where we can move forward from that point. So that would be my recommendation, Mayor. Thank you.
Would you recommend, would your recommendation include any specifics as far as where these officers would be or just a general description? You talked about school resource officers.
Right.
You talked about things, other programs. In our application, do we have to state where those are, or is just bodies and then we decide where they
are? No, we make general statements about the programs that we would like to implement, and that's it. They don't ask us for any breakdown. And frankly, I mean, obviously, with if we go with 25, that's 25% of where we were. We'd have to do some serious reevaluation, I think, of where we would put personnel in some of those programs. But it's not a requirement in the application that we break it down into an allocation model.
And I understand that. I'm wondering if it's the feeling of the council that it might be a requirement or at least a direction for us, because I have a different feeling if we're going to really commit ourselves and commit resources that we frankly don't have right now, but we're hoping that we can grow into that or we can adjust to that, that we have an idea of where we're headed with those programs. I may feel differently personally if it's youth-related, gang-related, SRO, whatever it might be, than I do if it's 25 traffic police. And I'm just pulling that out because I think that on one, we invest in our youth. We have proven programs. We have an emphasis that, like Mr. Brady said, has been proven. But also, it's an area where we can get almost a twofer. You know, if you're in the schools, you're actually doing gang work while you're in the schools. If you're in, you know, you can target certain groups. And I don't know if we have to commit to that right now, but I'd like at least some idea of if we get 15,
Mayor,
if we get 20.
Mayor, I would tell you we can't do that at this point, and here's the dilemma we're into.
Okay.
We have a non-supplanting requirement in the grant. And at the time, today, when we make application for some of these, like the programs, we don't have to talk about numbers. We're kind of at the mercy of what the school systems do in terms of their funding in the future. If we apply right now and say we're going to put X number of bodies into the school resource program, which will replace bodies that are perhaps currently funded through June 30th of this year.
And I wouldn't say do that.
Right, and that's what I'm, and that's what I'm getting. That's the planning.
Anything we put in, we're talking incremental.
Yeah. Mayor, the only thing I would suggest.
And I'm not saying even having, I would like just some general direction.
Right.
I'm not saying having specific numbers going to specific schools at this time.
And,
no.
And my only suggestion would be is first, I mean, Chief Gascona's not here to talk about what this might mean to us. My suggestion is I think that's an appropriate discussion once we get the award. And then we can decide what we have.
And that's great. I just want to make sure that we, and I agree that that's the time to do it.
Right.
But we need to bring it up now, recognizing that I think we're going to want to have that discussion.
Oh, certainly.
Great. I think we agree.
Certainly.
I mean, as I look at the discussion we had last Thursday, everything, we're trying to balance what we agree with is a great need and a great opportunity with the realities of the financial well-being of this community. And we're trying to balance those as a council. And I think it's a legitimate discussion that we have because, well, I would love to put 500 officers. We don't have the resources to do that. We have to balance a commitment that we're making. And like Mr. Brady said, it's easy to get really drawn into the excitement of these monies out there, these stimulus monies and other programs. The problem is that they do create obligations and financial obligations. We're contractually obligated to commit city resources to a program that, once again, I hope we feel is valuable enough that if worst case scenario, if we get to that date, we have to make choices between how to allocate resources. This is a program we would choose to continue. And however we get there, I think would make us feel more comfortable.
And Mayor, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think the other half of that equation is when we get to that point, one of the things we have to do is manage expectations.
Yeah.
Both from the police department's perspective and the council's perspective, as well as the citizens. Because, I mean, clearly, a diminution in numbers, and we understand the reality behind that, certainly has an impact on what we can do and how much we can do.
Right.
And so we need to be careful when we get to that point that we're very clear about what our actual expectations are,
okay,
both internally and externally.
Fair enough. Councilmember Richens.
What are the numbers at 50 and 25? I mean, what are we looking at?
You guys can beat me to it.
I can give you approximations.
No, we have it.
Okay. We knew what it was at 100.
Right.
So 50 would probably be about
7.8.
Half that.
Yeah. About 7.8.
Yeah. Correct. That would be at 50. He's correct. That would be
25. We're looking just shy of
3.9.
Yeah.
About 3.9 million at 25.
And if it holds true that, I mean, let's once again just talking about what we might reasonably expect if they do come through with 10 to 12 or 10 to 15. Then it's a couple million is what
right.
we're looking at.
Right. Well, and that's a couple million over the four years.
In the fourth year.
Right.
Yeah. There will be some upfront cost in this current year budget to fund for the equipment and some of the vehicles and things like that. But if it's 10, you know, or it's per officer, it comes down to, well, 25 again in the first year to the city. This is 25. If we were to get all in the first year, is $780,000. So if it's half that, you know, you can figure out what that is. That's less than $400,000. So that's what we're talking about.
What's getting cut to make that happen?
Well, that's a discussion we'll need to have with the council. On. We've got a whole list of things that we want to get funded that we're going to have to talk about. Now, the difference is those are, in some sense, those are one-time dollars because it's vehicles and equipment-type purchases.
And basically, each year after that, it would be $250,000 or thereabouts up until we hit year four.
And then we'd pick up the whole.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Vice Mayor.
Just so we're perfectly clear, though, we've got the clarification that we put in the application, we're not obligated until we actually start hiring officers.
Until we sign the award and start hiring people. Once we sign the award, we're obligated, but we do have the ability to do modifications with cause. Exactly.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Councilmember Higgins.
So I don't understand the numbers. Are you going to go ahead and ask for the 50 as you originally talked about?
No, we're going to decide that.
Yeah, you're going to decide
right.
that and tell us exactly.
All right.
Just to restate, 50 was what was thrown out this morning and by the police department in further discussions with city management. There's Mr. Brady's suggesting that we lower that to 25.
Correct.
But in a grant situation, how do they look at those things? Do they you know, do you ask for more hoping you get even a third of it, or, you know, how does that work?
I think in grants, in my experience, you're always going to expect that you're going to receive a portion of whatever you ask for. And let me be clear, Mayor, the 100 is still what the police department thinks is appropriate if we could have the money, but we know that isn't reality. So this is kind of one of the scenarios we put together. I certainly don't want to make anybody believe that we came storming into Mr. Brady's office this morning and said, we've had a change of heart, let's go with 50.
We understand that. And I think, once again, if we had to balance it, we like 100.
Absolutely. The other way around.
The problem is that we have to deal with reality.
Sure.
And
we really don't know what that reality will be.
And that's our challenge.
Until the ward comes rolling through the door and we know what they've actually said.
I guess the question is this something I've never, in my experience with grants, is they don't, the more you ask for, they'll say, let's split the difference. They don't play split the difference very often at the federal level. They sort of determine how many, you can ask for 100. If they think they want to give you 2, they'll give you 2.
Certainly.
If they think they want to give you 20, they'll give you 20. And they balance everything together, and all you're doing is making sure that if they're going to give you 20, you've asked for at least 20.
Right.
So whether we go for 100, 50, or 25, I'm not thinking that it would necessarily affect the number we get in the long run.
I think at the end of the day, they're going to allocate across whatever the number is the number. Yeah.
But we're looking at, they may shock us and actually give us, and the other thing is, I don't want to go around giving people the expectation, as Mr. Brady said, that we really think we can take on that obligation, that risk.
And Mayor, what we've learned from just to kind of clarify maybe, what we've learned from the cops office is that they're going to throw all of this in a pot, and basically they're going to try to equitably split this amount out based upon all the requests. So if they end up with $6 billion worth of requests, everybody's going to get 25% of what they asked for, at least arguably.
Or less.
Well, they're going to try to spend all the money, so hopefully
they'll give it all. Now we're getting back to you ask for 100, you might get a percentage. I think they're going to divvy it up and say, here's the number of officers we have. Whether you ask for 10 or 100, Mesa, we're going to give you whatever we think. And if that's 10 and you ask for 10, we'll give you all you want. If you ask for 100, you're going to get 10% of what you want. But we're going to decide in the context of everything what you're going to have. I have a hard time believing that everyone's going to ask for 100 or 200 officers thinking that they might get a better chance of getting their 10 than someone who only asked for 50
probably
or 20.
Probably the context and the size of the department and so forth.
Yeah. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Well, I agree with you. I think we're going to be in a tremendous competition with communities really around the country. And I think the reality for me is if we get 10 to 15 officers, that's going to be a valuable asset to the community that will be able to strengthen the community policing programs, whether it's SRO or the other aspects that we talked about it. Those are significant resources that we can certainly take advantage of. But I think reality is, again, we're going to be competing against many other communities. They're going to look at the size of the community, the size of the department, and the money they have available. But, you know, realistically, I think Ms. Brady's correct that, you know, you may get 15 or 10, and that would be a victory.
Councilmember Richens?
How many officers could we hire for $781,000?
I'm sorry,
how many officers could we hire with $781,000?
What do we say, 120,000 or
six.
So per?
Yeah. So we could get 6 officers without being encumbered by this grant?
You could get half, yeah, and then just,
well.
Well, no, that 780 is just the one time, the actual cost would include, well, that 120 doesn't include the one-time dollars up front.
It would be
a little bit less than that. But if your question is, the revenue stream is $780,000 the first year because there's a lot that's front loaded with equipment.
Right.
Then the year two, it drops off quite a bit. It's less than half of that for the next 2 years, and then the fourth year is when it goes back up to fully.
And that total number was for 25 was 3.6.
3.9.
That's the total over the 4 years. Actually, in the fourth year, it's $2.5 million to the city. The 3.9 is if you add up all the costs for the cumulative number for the 4 years.
For the 4 years.
So that means it's 1.4 in years 1 through 3, heavily loaded in year 1, and then 2.5 in year 4.
For a
total of 3.9.
If we set aside $1 million for the next 4 years every year,
$700,000 is what we said?
No, if we could set aside $1 million every year for the next 4 years to hire new police officers, how many do we end up with in the end? I mean, is there a way that we're going to end up with the same number of officers, except for we hire them over a four-year period instead of hiring them all at once, to where we, in a sustainable way, we're starting to add to our police force My commitment up front right now is to put 2% back in the pockets of our officers on the streets. That's the struggle I'm really having with
this. Gotcha.
Because these guys are already part of the team. They're already putting their lives on the line every day. You know, and I know we need new officers. I know the headline tomorrow is Richens votes against new police officers. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead. But my commitment is to the guys on the street first. And then, you know, if we're spending the same money over 4 years and we can sustainably add all these officers, why encumber ourselves?
Well, the question.
But we're not spending the same money.
Well, no, but I think the point is that
if we're going to spend
the dollars that we have to come up, the city dollars are dollars that could otherwise be used for, if we spend it here to meet the match of the grant, do we do that for new officers, or do we use those dollars instead, though, to go back and begin restoring back some of the pay, or whatever it might be in the future? It's a tough number because it's just the way the flow of cash comes in, and that's the problem. Is because everything on the front, year one is the heaviest.
In either scenario.
Scenario.
Year one is the front. We don't save money on equipment and everything under either scenario. We add a new police officer. We're going to spend a disproportionate number in the first year.
And council, to a point. I understand your point. The total of the grant for 25 officers over the 3-year period will be about $5.6 million. $5.7 million. That's 25.
Here we get 3 extra years of policing out of them because they're hiring.
That's what you would be theoretically passing up, or half of that if you think you're only going to get 12 or 13 of them. That's the dilemma with these grants. You have to look at is, well, if I didn't go for the grant, but I took that money that I otherwise would have committed in the grant, what could I do? Sometimes the nature of those funds and how they're used don't necessarily match up to the exact replacement program.
Are some of the costs that's in there, is it capturing additional supervisors, sergeants, support staff?
They are all under the grant. They're exclusively entry-level police officers.
No, I meant the people that are going to supervise the new police officers.
Well,
I think
first of all,
we're going to need new sergeants. We're going to need new FTOs.
I think it depends on how many we get. We absorb within the organization 10 or 15 or 25 new officers without perhaps having to go into additional supervisors? Probably. Can we? Obviously, if we had 100, that's a different story. But it's going to depend on what we get. We get 10 officers, that's basically one squad spread over the entire city. And that's a fairly small number of folks to absorb within the existing supervisory ranks.
Yeah. And once again, I think Councilman Ridgen brings up some valid points. We don't have to decide today whether we're going to accept these officers. We're just saying, do we put in the grant?
Application.
And we're just giving direction. What will happen, the application? If we receive the grant, then we'll decide whether we want to accept the grant. And at that point in time, we'll make a formal decision.
Right.
And be able to run.
We could do the analysis then.
We do the analysis.
Here's 10 officers.
Numbers, the decision
if we were
we
to fund it, 10 officers over 4 years, here's how much it would cost the city without the grant versus what the grant.
Right. What do we get? We can decide.
We could do that. That'd be easy to
better.
Do.
Much better.
Yeah, we're not making a decision today to hire the officers. We're simply making a decision whether to meet the April 14th deadline to make the application. If we then receive a grant of any officers, or however many we get, we will then make a formal decision as to whether to accept that grant and therefore make the budgeting decisions that you're bringing up, Councilman Richens.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Sense of the council. You want to accept the 25, give approval to move ahead with the grant application at the 25 officer level. Is that okay?
Mayor,
if you're going to make,
I would.
No, we're just applying.
I know, but if you're gonna, I know this is gonna sound counterintuitive to everything I just said. But if you're gonna apply, might as well apply for 50 if it doesn't matter what you're gonna get.
I think what I was gonna say, Mayor.
Well, I think one of the things is once again we have to measure expectations. If we get 50, then the number that's in play is 50 and 50. What if we only get, I think we're only going to get 10 or 15. I think that's what we're talking about. With all due respect, I would love, but I don't know that I feel comfortable with more than 10 or 15. And so one reason why I don't want to just throw numbers out there, why don't we apply for 300, for heaven's sakes? I'd like to get something that's more in line with realistically what we think we're going to end up with. I don't think, I really hit my personal level at about 25, because any number above that, I don't feel comfortable even discussing that kind of commitment. I feel comfortable in the 10 to 20 type range personally, because that's something that I think we can work with. So whatever your number you want to throw out there is fine, but I don't know that I would feel, if it comes down to the actual grant application, I would never support 50, simply because I think it's too much of a risk for the city to take, and I'm not willing to mortgage our future. I has nothing to do with the worthwhile nature of these positions or the programs. I would love to fund them, but I cannot mortgage other programs to get this, because I think we're going to have to make some very difficult decisions, and I don't feel comfortable with that at that level. So whether you want to do 50 or 25 or 300, this really doesn't matter.
Mayor, just if compared to cities of our size in the country, I mean, you've told us before that we're underpoliced for a population our size. So when you say you don't think that we would get as many as, you know, it would be divided up equally, but if you put us on a spreadsheet with other cities our size, we look like we're in more need than other cities. Is that not that?
Maybe that's one factor to look at.
Certainly.
The other difficulty is these guys do such a great job that their arrest rates and their crime statistics are so low, they may have actually worked themselves out of another position.
and let me, I'll tell you what the grant funding or it looks like it's based on. It's based on a lot of factors that the feds don't tell us about, quite frankly. And one of them is population. Some of it is crime rates, things of that nature. They've not shared with us what their decision criteria is going to be. As you've heard before, we're not necessarily big believers in the police department in these numbers of folks. But, I mean, clearly, that I can tell you the Western United States, the average off of per 1,000 policing is about 2.4, Mesa's at about 1.8 now. And by the time we get down to the 781, we'll be at about 1.65. So, I mean, we're below the average. But as Mr. Brady says, we've been blessed. We have great cops. They do a phenomenal job, and better than probably a lot of people would reasonably expect. So those are all factors that may play into the decision-making. And we don't know what that's going to be because we won't be part of that.
Okay. So let's get back to the decision.
Mayor.
Yes, Councilmember Richards.
I was just going to say, I'd feel comfortable supporting the application in 25, but if the money's not there to restore 2% first, I'm not going to support the hiring under the grant.
Okay, and that's a discussion, and I think we've both talked about what we would do when the decision actually comes in. So let's move ahead with the 25, unless we have someone who's against moving in with that application. Okay, I don't hear any disagreement.
Well, I mean, I would prefer to go for 50, but
okay.
If you want to
prefer to go with 50, is there anyone else? What are we all on 25?
What's the downside of the 50? In part of the application, you have to verify that you can.
There's a wording that I have to affirm we have the dollars to do it, and that makes me a little nervous. I mean, it's the idea that we probably would not really accept 50 if we were given it, and frankly, what we're hearing though is realistically it's going to be in the 10 to 15. And I'm just concerned about creating expectations when it's the announced that we made an application for 50, and then how do we explain we only got, ten. Sometimes we deal with that in the public perception, and that concerns me a lot is how we manage that and how those stories are written, because it's always kind of Mesa failed again to meet its expectations. And I, not that I'm all into lowering expectations, but I am into being realistic. And when you look at even 25, you know, that would be a push for us to 425. So why would we want to really go beyond that? Because even our own, I guess, way of looking at things, 25 is a pretty strong number for us to support, even if we were to get all of it. So why would you ask for more than that, I guess, is kind of where I'm at this point.
Okay. All right. Move ahead with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. 25. I only heard one difference in that, and that was to go to 50. So move ahead to 25. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, ladies, or lady. Appreciate it. All right. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to mention that Saturday we had a walk for water safety. And remember, it's getting warmer out. I think tomorrow it's supposed to hit 90 degrees and then fortunately go back down to 78. But warmer days are ahead quite quickly. And we have to remember as we are preparing our pools to watch our children around water. This is the third annual event for the walk. We passed out over 5,000 whistles and brochures about watching your children. And each of the 2 years we've had it, we've seen a reduction in near drownings and drownings of our children. So let's see if we can't hit maybe zero this year in Mesa. And this doesn't fit me, Mayor, so here.
Okay. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Among other things, on Saturday I was able to attend a program at Dobson High School for their concert bands, and I learned that Dobson High School has been invited to tour in China. Wow. In 2010. It's a major cultural event festival that they will be performing in. I think it's indicative of the great quality that we have in our Mesa schools for our performing arts programs. Thank you.
Great. Anything else? Why don't you talk about that then?
Just going to mention a volunteer library, the library volunteer recognition lunch that was held on Saturday, and just a big thank you to all of our library volunteers who contribute significantly to the library system and to the city.
I'd like to say one thing real quickly. I got to have the opportunity of seeing several thousand citizens in volunteer work on Saturday. I started at 6 in the morning at the, what is this year called the Tour de Phoenix, but next year will be the Tour de Mesa, or the Tour de Mesa Phoenix, whatever, at Red Mountain High School, where over 1,200 bicyclists, or bikers in spandex, rode for a charitable cause, went to Chester's Harley-Davidson and saw 2,000 bikers in leather. Ride for the Special Olympics, and that's quite the scene to see 2,000 Harley Davidsons and others going down Country Club. Then went to the volunteer, the library volunteer that afternoon, then went to the Relay for Life, several thousand people at Red Mountain High School walking for cancer, and then that evening finished it off with a very nice event at Broadway Palms, several hundred people for the One Heart, One Umbrella. For a fundraiser. So it was pretty amazing to see several thousand people in our community to give of their time, energy, efforts, and money on a Saturday. It was just indicative. Normal, another normal day in a boring city, what can I say? So congratulations to all those who took part and put on these great events. Thank you. Vice Mayor.
I was just going to say, it was nice to visit around the city with different events, and I just say, what else do you do for a weekend?
Yeah, really. So great times. Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor and Council, just a reminder, we do have a study session this Thursday at 7:30, and the Vice Mayor will have his pancake breakfast on April 11th, and that'll be at Fire Station 201, which is 36 East 1st Street. You should all probably know where Station 1 is. Also, just a reminder that we've canceled the April 16th study session in order to attend the East Valley Partnership and East Valley Chambers Mitchell and Congressman Mitchell and Congressman Flake breakfast. Also, Council, maybe we'll spend a little more time on this on Thursday. I believe all of you should receive in your packets a recommendation from the Judicial Advisory Board, so we may want to talk about how you would like to move forward on consideration of their recommendations and bringing that forward. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Have it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we'll go upstairs.
Upstairs real quick.